Things are heating up. It's getting spicy. The Griff Report starts right now.
2-1, boom. Hotep Jesus.
Of all the Jesuses I know, he's the Hotepiest. Social scientist and YouTube host, Hotep Jesus.
How the fuck do you get a name like Hotep Jesus?
The one and only Hotep Jesus.
Ryan Sharp, better known to the world as Hotep Jesus.
Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus. Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Somebody said, what do you think you are, some kind of Hotep Jesus?
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Just like, ooh, that's sexy. Yes, I do think I'm Hotep Jesus.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good or good night, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to the Griff Report, live Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, the Griff God.
Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus? Hotep Jesus.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Hotep to the chat. Hotep to the Hotep of Stannies.
Hotep.
What's happening, y'all? We back. Another episode of the Griff Report. Who in the chat? What up, Lauren? Steph Cronin in the chat. Don Day in the chat. Salute to Don Day. He's a man of order. Me and him had some communications. He's now a staunch supporter of Flopex. Shout out to Spotless for that term. That's flow plus apex. If you haven't gotten your flow, if you ain't in your flow and you're not at your apex, go fix that now. 30% off with the QR code on your screen or the description box below. Justine, what's up? Heather's in the house. DJ Protocol. Make sure you listen to our sister podcast, The Haram Life. Haram Life podcast. I believe they're airing, is it tonight or tomorrow night at 9 p.m.? Make sure y'all check that out. It's raining Bitcoin. It's a discount. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Real quick. I was on Fox News earlier today, the Will Cain show. And all right, so I'm going to be a little bit emotional here. I apologize ahead of time, but I'm an emotional person. So after the interview, I went back to check the chat because it was on YouTube to see what the chat was saying. And it seemed like the chat wasn't too appreciative of what I had to say. One lady said she had to check out. The interview was too slow for her. And I'm like, damn, was that a racist attacker? Am I slow? What was she trying to say? And then I had to remind myself that, Hotep, your level of thinking is just in a completely different dimension than what people are used to on Fox News. So now the dilemma is, and I've been met with this dilemma before, dumbing down my message. Now I know how to do this, and I know how to bring it to that platform. However, Will was asking some really good questions. And when people ask good questions, I have no choice but to default to my intellectual mind. So I got real deep into these subjects. And the crowd couldn't keep up. They just, you know, the people in the chat, they just couldn't keep up with what I was saying. And it's sad. It's sad to say. But I had to remind myself that, you know, smart people sound dumb to stupid people. Just is what it is. They're not going to get it. They're going to get it later, I guess. You know? So, it is what it is. Emily said, you need my hoi polloi clip. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The normies can't handle you, says Heather. Yeah, they're just so, like, small brains. Yeah, it's like, yo, you know, I'm giving my perspective because I've actually read the prerequisite material. There's nuance to what I'm talking about. And I've thought these things through heavily. Thought them through. I've done podcasts, episodes. We've had phone calls with our subscribers and our constituents of Hotepistan. And all of this stuff has been stringently scoured and filtered and thought through. And It just reminds me how special you guys are, and I appreciate you guys for watching the Griff Report, because we are just miles ahead of the normies. So, real one time, Hotep to the chat.
Hotep.
Shout out to y'all. Y'all are amazing, man. Absolutely amazing. Audrey Brown said, Hotep in my eye. Hotep in my eye, brother. Now, I had some really interesting things. We got a lot of Drake takes. We got a lot of Drake takes coming in. Kendrick Lamar dropped his diss. Where do we start? All right, let's see what we got. So we got Democrat shills in here. We got Palestinian protesters in here. They mad at black people. Now the Palestinians are mad at black people. We got some miscegenation Twitter in here. Some more Palestine. And then, you know, we got to start off small brain. But first, let's start off with a little musical medley. Let's start off with a little bit of music to get this show started. Let's put this on your screen. Give me just a moment. Oh, wow. I forgot I made my browser bigger. All right, there we go. Let's play the tape.
Shout out to Bass Records.
Gold today is $49. The super chat gold today is $49. Please hit the super chat button.
Hey, yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional blunts, brother. He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got high. He should've let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Gonna mess with the hoes, but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high. He's the smartest man Joe ever knew in his life. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. La da 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 da. He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high. Thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high. The White House got shut down. We all know why. On, yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He never could pack worth the fuck. Hunter got high. Now he gets a half a million up. Damn, that's high.
That's higher than me.
Biden never used to start with B-U-I. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Ukraine wasn't part of the plan till Hunter got high. China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna split it all with the old big guy. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Till Hunter got high, Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna go to court, but Hunter got high. He never been indicted before, but Hunter got high. His attorney's out smoking a bowl, and we all know why. Yeah, cause Hunter got high, Hunter got high, Hunter got high. Was making 80 G's a month, but Hunter got high. On a job, brother, ain't never done. Hunter got high. He got more LLCs than John Gotti's ex-wife. Yeah. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. His cousin was never a
Hunter got high. He had the best friends that money could rent, but Hunter got high. Just imagine if he wasn't rich and so damn white. Yeah, the cops would raid his house, eat his lemon pound cake, disconnect his cameras and steal his money.
Let me get some fire emojis in the chat. 5 fire emojis if y'all think that was amazing. I'm giving that 5 fire emojis. You know, remixing the old generational classic, cult classic, and putting it to Hunter and spitting facts in the bars. The lyrics. Mwah. C'est magnifique. C'est magnifique. Is that how do you say it? I don't know. I don't know French. I never even took French. I just got that from a cartoon somewhere. Amazing. I didn't watch it. I saved it for y'all. I was going to play this yesterday, but I wasn't in the mood, and today I'm in the mood. So I'm glad we played it today. And great job, Afro Man. I would like to say I blame this on Patriot J. I think Patriot J gave him that idea and helped him write it. Tag Patriot J and ask him on Twitter. Patriot J, did you help him write that? Was this your idea? I think you put him up to this. I think this Patriot J had a hand in this some way, somehow. He was at the studio. I don't know what it was, but he had a hand in it some way, somehow. What is this? Wow. Wow. Wait a second. Did I just detect somebody blocking me? Oh, wow. Okay. So that's fine. It doesn't affect our show today. So, you know, we're going to start off with some small brand content. Let's do an update. Grifter of the day. Grifter of the day. This is going to be a new segment called Grifter of the Day. Grifter of the day, can you guess who? Bow! You know who this lady is?
So as you guys know, that I've been pregnant since March 1st. I've shown you all the receipts. I mean, there's no way I can fake it. And it's also, there's a document about...
Now she got a microphone and a podcast? She done turned the pregnancy with Fresh and Fit into a podcast? Now she got a microphone, all dressed up, ready to stream. Grifter of the day.
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
I don't care what happened between her and Fresh. I know a grifter when I see a grifter. And Shorty is definitely grifting.
Doctor's announcement. So as you know, that's no way I can fake it.
The horror report. So basically what she's saying is, we're going to save you out of time. Basically what she's saying is she's going to get an abortion to prove she's pregnant. She's going to get an abortion to prove she's pregnant. Fam. What? What? What are you going to do? Fucking send us pictures of the dead baby on a napkin? Like, what are we really about to do here, lady? I've never seen a woman grift an abortion before. This has to be a first time. And somebody has, usually, you know, you grift it. Usually, all right, so here's the scam women pull. They hit you with the, oh, I'm pregnant. Send me money for an abortion. But she not even pregnant. She send you some Google picture of a positive, you know, pregnancy test. You panic. You send her the money. She pretends she got an abortion. She just take your money. Seen that type of grift before. But coming out and starting a podcast off of an abortion. This is grifts way beyond my comprehension. Shout out to Fresh Baby Moms, grifter of the day. Let's go to the next story. We got a lot to cover today. That's wild. I guess we should just start off with my review of the Kendrick Lamar diss. Euphoria. Coolie Bravo. One half of Stash Brothers. Is it his birthday today? Oh, shit. Happy birthday, Coolie Bravo.
Oh, this is a real hotel brother.
Go to his account. Tell him happy birthday. Coolie Bravo says, I don't even like Kendrick, but talk to that cracker. Let me see. Right here. Cooley says, Kendrick must be surrounded by street niggas. He be saying shit without saying shit. LOL. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about, too. Now, the K-Dot diss is epic. Epic. I can't remember the last time I heard somebody diss somebody so calmly, without any rage in their voice, just very calmly dog walked Drake and said everything we were all thinking. We cringe when you say the N-word. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and bring up the lyrics. Let's bring the lyrics up. I'm sure they got the lyrics already on the nets. Wait, hold on. They even gave me some Chinese up here. All right, let's go. Kendrick Lamar, 3 hours ago, Euphoria lyrics. Them superpowers getting neutralized. I can only watch in silence. The famous actor we once knew was looking paranoid and now spiraling. Uh-oh. That's how he starts off. So, there's no sneak diss in. There's no... Okay. And they got... It comes in two parts as well. Where's my favorite part of this? Right here. Matter of fact, I ain't even bleed him yet. Can I bleed him? He's telling you right here, he's taking it easy. You see, let's back up really fast. As a connoisseur of hip hop music and being in this genre my entire life, and enjoying all of the hip-hop battles over the years, I knew this was going to be a long, drawn-out affair. You know, they were saying, oh, when's Kendrick Lamar? I'm like, Kendrick, he has to take his time. He has to create suspense. That's what makes diss records great, when you create that suspense. Okay, so he's created the suspense. Everybody's like, when's it going to come? When's it going to come? This makes Drake paranoid. He has a misstep with the Tupac situation. He has a misstep with the Snoop situation, right? So he fails with that record. It's got to get removed. Tupac's estate didn't clear it. Blah 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 blah. So the suspense makes Drake make a mistake. So right now, after this diss track release, Kendrick is up 10-8. It's up 10-8. Now, what I expected from Kendrick was something 6 minutes long. That this is what I expected. Okay, and this is the beginning of it all. Okay, I'm expecting another record from Kendrick Lamar either today, tonight, or tomorrow. Drake should have responded right away, but I think Kendrick's gonna go back to back on his ass. Pause. Now, if you look at it, he says here, matter of fact, I ain't even bleed him yet. Let him know I'm taking my time with this. Bet when I see you stand by Sexy Red, I believe you see two bad bitches. So he's calling them a bad bitch. I believe he's calling them a female. He's saying Drake's a female. Got barrettes in his hair. A lot of suspect shit Drake has done. I believe you don't like women because it's real competition. You might pop ass with them. Just disrespectful. He said, you were signed to a nigga that signed to a nigga that said he was signed to that nigga. Try cease and desist on the Like That record. Ho, what? You ain't like that record? back to back. I like that record. I'm going to get back to that for the record. Okay? So he's telling you, like, there's more coming. I'm going to get back to that for the record. Why would I call around trying to get dirt on niggas? Y'all think all my life is rap? That's ho shit. I got a son to raise, but I can see you don't know nothing about that. Waking him up. Know nothing about that. And telling him to pray. Know nothing about that. And giving him the tools to walk through life like day by day. Know nothing about that. Teaching them morals, integrity, discipline. Listen, man, you don't know nothing about that. He's talking about Drake not taking care of his kid. Ain't he said it ain't 20v1, it's 1v20. And if I gotta smack niggas that right with you, oh shit. He said it ain't 20 verse 1, it's 1 verse 20. And if I gotta smack niggas that right with you, yeah, I'ma bring them out too. I'ma clean them out too. Talking about Drake's ghostwriters. Tell Beam, now he calls out one of the ghostwriters, tell Beam that he better stay right with you. Am I battling a ghost or AI? Nigga feeling like Joe Austin. Funny, he was in a film called AI. And my sixth sense telling me to off him. I'm a blick niggas all in a coffin. Yeah, OVO niggas is dick riders. This whole last part right here, amazing. Amazing. Cook, I'm talking lyrics, bars, flow, calmness, presence, delivery. It's a body. It's a murder. Drake's up 10-8. Just is what it is. Just is what it is, people. So we're looking for more from this. If you want to call and ask questions about it, we could do that. What did y'all think? Where y'all at on the Drake diss, the Kendrick Lamar Drake diss? Soldier said HJ a Kung Fu Kenny stan. How am I a stan? And how are y'all on Drake's side? How are you on the industry plant side? That makes no sense to me. How could you be on the side of the industry plant? Think about that. Cannon said, I told y'all Kendrick's gonna come with that fire. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Sexy Red. Heather says, shout out Cooley. Happy birthday. Cakes in the chat. You know? So, Drake fans got the same fans of Taylor Swift. Facts.
Oh, this a real hotel, brother.
You just said Drake was up, HJ. I'm sorry. I take that back. Kendrick up 10-8. My bad. Kendrick up 10-8. I take that back. I misspoke. Kendrick up 10-8. Let's be clear. All right. Go listen to the record 3-4 times to catch everything he said. It's amazing. All right. Let's keep it schmoving. Let's keep it schmoving. We got to get serious in a minute. It's time to get serious. How should I? Let's go here. Oh, I hate the way he does this. Haram Life says, wealthy white Louisiana residents win right to form their own city and split from poor black neighborhoods in landmark court ruling after a 10-year battle. Okay. What does this mean? I don't even know what this means. Like, what does it mean to split? Is like you get your own zip code or something? So it's a decade-long court battle. And they can move forward with an incorporation splitting off from the rest of Baton Rouge. St. George will have 86,000 residents across 60 square mile area in southwest and southeast of East Baton Rouge Parish, and will have its own mayor and city council. Supporters of the new city say that the existing city parish government is poorly run with high crime rates and bad schools. Opponents say the movement is racist and will create a white enclave as it separates a wealthy area of the city from the majority black city and school district. There go some of those good white folks, I guess they're talking about. Before we even move on with this story, I'm sure there's some black people involved here that said, you know, I don't want to be near them niggas either. You know, the Uncle Hotep types.
Oh, this is a real Hotep, brother.
Plans for St. George started nearly 15 years ago, and they decided to start their own school district. So basically, you know, these white folks got together and built their own Hotepistan.
Hotep.
That's basically what happened. Their plans then grew more ambitious, and in 2015, they drew up a proposal to create their own city. Okay, so they started with the school district, then they moved to get in their own city. Didn't get enough votes. The movement ground to a halt until 2019, when a second ballot to incorporate St. George passed, with 54% of residents voting in favor of separation. So they got 54%. They got a majority. They argued that St. George would siphon over $48 million in annual tax revenue from the city parish government, with serious knock-on effects for local services and staff. Now, that's what I was wondering, because when you take away the rich, like that's your economic base right there. So, like, you know, how are they going to, you know, that new town, how are they managed? Keep in mind, I'm in favor of this. I like this. This is good. They claim that the loss in revenue would mean services would have to be cut and employees laid off, and that St. George's proposed internal budget was inaccurate and that they would not be able to be self-sufficient. The state Supreme Court has overruled their decision, saying that the internal budget is balanced and will be able to provide public services, meaning St. George can incorporate. Paul Brady said, the segregationist won. I'm no longer a citizen of Baton Rouge. I now live in the white enclave of St. George. Leader of an anti-St. George campaign group, M.E. Cormier, told the New York Times, there is no basis in fact that the existence of St. George is positive or will bring positivity or have positive impact on any areas of the cities or the parish. Here's some Hurricane Katrina photos and whatnot. A 2014 study of the Baton Rouge Area Chamber found that the effects of the partition would be economically devastating for the remainder of Baton Rouge, immediately creating a $53 million budget shortfall. So what does that mean? That means that a group of people were supporting another group of people. That's never a good place to be in, because you're saying, you know, imagine what our dollars would do if they just went to us. Right. This is taxation with representation. So you're saying we are carrying, our taxes are carrying this area, which means it's basically falling into oblivion. And I like this, because when you create smaller communities, it's easier to see people do things wrong. So now the microscope in this poor area, the microscope is going to be more intensified, and people are going to be able to see, how are you spending that budget now that you don't have as much money? How are you spending that money? Now you got to take a look at that. You're going to be more accountable. So I don't know if it's Democrats or Republicans in this area or whoever running it. Hey, you got to be on your P's and Q's now. The mayor can no longer, the mayor actually has to work now, because before it was like, you know, I just have to placate to the rich. And and now the mayor of this poor area, he can't placate to the rich anymore. He has to placate to the poor, and he's got to actually show results. So I like this. I like this. I love to see stuff like this just shaking up, and people, you know, showing what America's made of. And if you want to exclude yourself and separate yourself from people, you have every freaking right to, and you should. If you feel like you want to be, you know, if you and your community have gotten together and you feel as though you don't want to mix with other people, you have every right to organize and make that happen. I love this. I love this. This is great. This is great. This can become a really good case study for other things like Hotepistan, nation building, you know, black communities, you know, white communities, whatever it is that your dream is. This is a great case study. So I want to mark this down and do some research into this. And that's going to be some fun homework for me. Let's stay in the same racial lane. Now, I watched this video, and I got to tell you, this video broke my heart. It really did. And it's shocking. This video is shocking. Real quick, shout out to Jabari, super producer Jabari, producer of the show. He's the one that gets much of the content that you see on the show. And I got to tell you, this one right here, I think Chad actually found this and then Jabari posted it after. Why are black D1 athletes only dating, marrying white women? Now, we talked about this on the show last week. You remember, let's do a flashback. What did I say about this on the show last week? I don't remember, but it was very racist, and it was obligatory, but it was brash. It was harsh. It was raw and uncut. Let's go to the tape.
Why are all these black college athletes that are getting drafted having white women? What's going on? I am going to tell you. As someone that is friends with a lot of D1 football players and D1 basketball players, I'm going to tell you because they have told me. Whoa. Before I get into this, I want to make it clear I'm only into black women. I'm just telling you what they have told me. My man said, bro, how many white women have you seen do the Meg Thee Stallion challenge? And he said, excluding the ones that think they're two shades away from being Lotto. I said, probably only one. He said, okay.
White women not doing the Meg Thee Stallion challenge. That's a big one. Guys don't want to see their woman on social media shaking their ass. It's just something guys don't want.
Y'all, five of my guys that play on Division I Power 5 football teams, and they start, they were like, Goody, you know the type of NIL deals we got. One of my men said, bro, I was messing with this black girl. She heard about the deal I got and started to request money, Apple Pays and Cash Apps. For her hair and nails. I said, oh shit. My other friends were saying, bro.
For her hair and nails.
I would try to take her out to Chipotle, Cava, this and this and that. She would get mad talking about why aren't we going to steakhouses? You're good for it. I said, oh shit. They were like, bro, the white women? They're down to go and get a cup of coffee, go and get some fucking ice cream. My friends were like, bro, the white women we're dating, they pay for a lot of our stuff. I said, what do you mean? They said, bro, they know that we're making some money, but while we're at practice or we're at camp, they got us our favorite Cava Bowl, double chicken, right? Waiting for them to come out of practice. My friends are telling me these girls are getting their group projects done, getting their essays done, online tests done, on time. I said, wait, what? I said, bro, what about maintenance? There's no way y'all are not paying for her hair, nails, bags, her lifestyle. He said, bro, first of all, my girl will get her own Starbucks and even get me one. But if I want to be nice, I'll get her something, you know, from Starbucks. And they were like, hair and nails. They don't even care about the nails, really. You know, and if they do it, they do it themselves. Sometimes I pitch in. And I was like, all right, what about hair? They were like, bro, she's white. She just brushes it. We're flat irons it. She wants to be special. I said, Jesus Christ, you guys are saving a lot of money. One of my men said this. He just got drafted. He said, bro, I was dating a black girl. Now I'm dating a white girl. And I'm about to marry her. He said, the difference between the black girl and the white girl, the biggest difference is the white girl knows when to shut the fuck up. I said, God damn. Listen, this is what they told me. Do with the information as you please. If it takes me 10 to 15 years to find a black woman that's compatible with me, that's what I'm going to do. But this is what they told me. But while we're at practice or we're at camp, they got us our favorite Cava Bowl, double chicken, right? Waiting for them to come out of practice. I said, what do you mean? They said, bro, they know that we're making some money. But while we're at practice or we're at camp, they got us our favorite Cava Bowl. I said, bro, they know that we're making some money. But while we're at practice or we're at camp, they got us our favorite Cava Bowl. I said, bro, they know that we're making some money. But while we're at practice or we're at camp, they got us our favorite Cava Bowl, double chicken, right? Waiting for them to come out of practice.
White women getting Cava Bowls for cats, double chicken, waiting for you to come out of practice. Who in the chat said I wanted to cry? Like, I want to cry. This shit hurts. This shit cuts deep. the extra chicken got me. Damn. I gotta be honest with you, y'all. I gotta be honest with you. After I watched this, I wanted a white woman. I
Hotep, you're a genius. HotepJesus.com.
I said, y'all think I want a white woman? Imagine you come out of practice. This kind of is the result you get from 60s and 70s went the way they went. Carlos said, black women sprint, white women marathon. Spotless says, sisters is playing a long game. The Pogs is playing a long game. Sisters playing a short game. The Pogs is playing a long game. You know, this broke my heart because it's so real. Like, I know these football players have attempted to be with black women and ran it all. And the thing is, I got PTSD. Okay? Because I've almost exclusively dated only sisters. And I got to tell you, it hurts to say this. Uncle Hotep might clip this. But I ain't never had nobody treat me as good as that one white girl I dated. I promise you. I dated this one white girl. And she was a stripper. I was like 20-something years old. And she was the most nurturing woman. I mean, nurturing. Oh, man. So when I was listening to this video, I was like, man, I want my stripper girl back. Carla said, don't say it. Listen, man. Damn, I'm crying in this motherfucker, man. Yo. Play it one more time. I don't even know what a kava bowl is, but I want my kava bowl. Dancing with the devil. It's like, it's a huge risk though. Because dating a white girl, you playing with your life. You playing with your life. Because the sister, you know, gonna be the sister. But at any given moment, that white girl got that I could send you to jail card. And that's really scary for me. He said, I told my wife my next wife will be black. I must be messing up. Well, if you're white, the sisters don't act like that. They switch up for the white man. They get a white man the best of them. I've seen it. Protocol said, facts, 20 years later, I can go to my white girl right now and she do whatever. Man. I think I had a total of about 3 white girls in my life. Jackie, Amy, and Meredith. I remember their names. Meredith was a redhead. She was just the neighbor. She was just the girl next door. Meredith was cool, though. We used to get high and hang out. But Meredith never asked for shit. She was the type of person that would show up like, hey, you hungry? I picked you up some food. The black chick's like, you ain't bring me nothing? It's just like, damn, bitch, you know I'm broke. The white girls... I remember Amy. Shit, I was gone all day with Amy car. I had to give a black woman my car. She took it. I let a black girl borrow my car. She took it, turned it in. She turned it in, traded it in for another car. And then I was out of a car. But Becky, Becky let me ride that mother. Amy let me ride the car all day long. Like, I'd just be like, yo, I need the car. All right. She'd come to my house, drop it off. I'd take it to work. I had the car all day. This was before I was, this is all before I turned 23. All before I turned 23. Jackie was the best, though. She was a stripper, but she was the best. Now, I can't say for certain she was a stripper, but I know she was a stripper. Right? I think one time she tried to tell me and something happened and I messed up the moment, but I think she was trying to tell me. I'll tell you guys that story another time. But this just, and then you couple this with the study that said married black men have a lower lifespan than white men that are married. Basically saying that black women are killing their husbands. I think it's through diet. Not so much stress, although it could be part of it, but I think it's really diet. I think the black diet just fucking sucks. And because women are cooking their, you know, basically killing their husbands with what they put in their bodies. That's my guess, but 3 too many, Hotep? Listen. Okay. I was in a white area and wasn't no sisters around, all right? There wasn't no sisters around. In fact, the school I went to, I don't even think there was a single sister. There was not a single sister in that school. The college I went to at that time, there was not a single sister. In high school, I was racist, so I wasn't into white girls. I had a Jewish girlfriend senior year. It didn't last that long. It was my homie's girlfriend, and I don't know why I'm telling y'all this, but it was my birthday, and everybody after school, everybody came over to the crib and was supposed to celebrate my birthday, and his girl was there, but he wasn't there, so we all like trying to figure out, me and him, like we was all close, we was all like one posse or whatever, so we calling the nigga up. Where you at? Oh, I'm home. You coming through? Oh, I might. Oh, you might? All right. So now I got to fuck your bitch in some Gucci flip-flops. Since it's some might. So I ended up taking his girlfriend and borrowing her for a few weeks. And she was Jewish and like straight from Israel. So shout out to my Zionists. You know. But that was the extent of it. You know, I didn't hit it. You know, you probably like, you know, we made out in the hallways of high school or whatever, you know. And that was pretty much it. That was my senior year in high school. Yeah, I borrowed it for a little bit. You know, borrow your bitch, give it back. You know? So, I don't know about this study. This is some shit I've seen on the timeline. We talked about it on another previous episode. But I got to tell you, man, this breaks my heart, man. To know that we can't even date our own women. And if we do, it's going to kill us. I might have to make a phone call today. I need somebody to talk me through this. I need somebody to talk me through this. Let me see if the streets is going to pick up. Hold on. I'm going to call him back during the call-in section. We're going to finish this show, but I just want to see if he pick up and maybe we can get his time in about 15 minutes.
Mr. Sharp, how you doing?
Listen, I have to bring you on the show in about 15 minutes. We're live right now. People can hear you. The topic is D1 athletes dating white women, and I want you to walk us through some of the struggles of a black man dating black women. So I'm going to call you back from a 202 number in about 15 to 20 minutes. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right, I'm going to call you back. So this brother right here, I've never seen him break it down. Like he's going to break, when I call him back, he's going to break down this dating black women issue. And every time he does it, it makes me want to cry. So wait for the call in portion of the show. And then we're going to circle back and I'm going to let him explain what I just cannot put into words. Usually I'm good at putting stuff into words, but when I'm caught up emotionally, which I am now, because I love sisters. I love black women, and I don't want to date outside my race, you know, but it's kind of like, it's like you locked in the house and your partner is abusing you and you looking outside and all the niggas is just having fun, parades and shit with the white girls. And then you just hear your woman in the background, get away from that damn window. You know, like, this shit breaks my heart. Like, imagine, like, here's another real story, right? Like, I wake up. It's like a Sunday morning, right? I wake up on a Sunday morning and I'm not feeling too well. Like, I got a cold and, you know, kind of like now. Like, I got a cold right now and shit. And I don't feel too well. So I'm trying to make my way through the day and I got things to do, blah, 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 blah. And then you get a text message from a black girl and it's just like, oh, so you ain't gonna call me all day? It's just like, first of all, I woke up with a cold. I'm trying to survive. I'm trying to breathe. And all I thought in my head was, a white girl never would have sent this text message. She'd have been like, hey, babe, I miss you. Do you need anything? And I'd have been like, damn, I love this Amy bitch. Damn, I love this Jackie bitch. But it's like, and I think it's just because black women are broken. I think the crack era has broken black women. Vietnam taking the male out of the house has broken black women. They're broken. The hood breaks you, man. It's hard. It's hard. Mike has bad knees. Say he didn't sound excited about this conversation. Listen, niggas got PTSD from dating black women. I'm gonna get canceled for this one. But look, we can have a conversation. I want to have a conversation. But all we're going to do is we're going to get a bunch of angry black women, and it's going to prove my point. Like, look at how you acting. Look at how you screaming at me. Relax. This is what we're talking about. You're being abusive right now. You're hurting my feelings. You know? And half of the black men, we got mama issues. You know what I'm saying? So y'all not even taking that shit into account. It's hard out here for a black man. It is hard out here for a black man. Speaking of black people, look at this shit. D.L. Hughley shares an article from The Griot. Beware of stories spreading misinformation about black men being fed up with Joe Biden and the Democrats. Now, we don't have to spend too much time on this, and I'm going to show you exactly why. So I said, let's click through the article. And you guys watch this show. You guys know how I operate. What's the first thing we do when we read these articles? We read the headline, and then we read who wrote the bitch, okay? So it says, as we said before, beware of stories spreading misinformation about black men being fed up with Joe Biden and the Democrats. And it says opinion. I'm like, okay, it's an opinion piece, fine. Now, real quick, let's stop right here before we go into who this person is. Stop right here. I went on Fox and other stations, and I keep saying, you guys are getting your information from black media, or quote unquote, in this case, the Griot is actually black owned, right? It's owned by the black billionaire Robert Smith or something like that, right? So he actually owns this. And I don't know what his politics are, and I don't even know if he knows, you know, what's going on in this nation, or if he's got a deal with the Democrats, or however this goes. But this is 100% black owned, from what I can recall. All right, so, but black owned, but this is Boulé black, okay? This is Boulé University black, and it's just garbage once it ends up in the university hands. It says, while black voters' frustrations are real, we can't allow that to be an excuse to let misinformation seep into the ecosystem, our communities, or the ballot box. Now, you guys remember what I said on Gutfeld last week? I said black people are not voting for Democrats. And what's the first thing they do? They try to respond to me on Fox with the exact opposite. Don't believe this, right? So I was going to read the article, but I said, before we read the article, we got to see who wrote it. Antoine Seawright. Antoine Seawright is what? A Democrat political strategist. Of course you wrote an opinion piece saying that. You're a political strategist for the Democrats. Basically, you sell yourself, you sell your body, your intellectual property to the Democratic Party, to white liberals. Let's just call a spade a spade. You're a coon, you're a sellout, okay? It just is what it is. You sell your services to them, right? And this is how you do it, at the expense of black people. By writing, you tell them, you walk into me and, hey, look, you know, I got access to the griot. I'm working with CBS. I can write articles and I can, you know, spread propaganda for you guys. And you take your little check and you run. So we can't take D.L. Hughley serious. We can't take this article serious. And these niggas keep shucking and jiving for Joe Biden. Next story. I should have made him grifter of the day. That's who should have been grifter of the day. All right, we got a couple more stories. We can breeze through this one, but this is hilarious. This is absolutely hilarious. What is this on? Okay, and we still got the story to the day. So let's breeze through this one, get to the story today, and then we're going to get my callers on the line here. I'm going to find out what's going on with black women. All right. Here we go. Right here. So it starts in this tweet. On the intramural thread, right? And this is Negro Nihilist, right? As we sit here in the midst of LZs and pro-Palestinian anti-imperial protests, the black Harvard undergrad populations has been eerily silent and unseen. BSA, BMF, BMF, ABHW, HCC, GAASA, NSA, HASA, BCL, and others, your silence will not protect you when fascism comes. Okay? So this is them. So this is proof. This is more proof. When we said, the Hotep's been told you, black people don't give a shit about this Palestinian conflict. We are hands off. And here we are seeing them call out black organizations like, yo, y'all mighty silent. Where y'all at? So we get some responses. We got a response here. He said, if only y'all had the same energy for the actual Arab countries that aren't saying shit.
Oh, this a real Hotep, brother.
The Arab countries won't even take these people to talk up for them. You want black people, the most marginalized group in America, to say something? But once again, making black Americans a focal point of an issue that has nothing to do with us. Exactly. Exactly. And we got one more. Hold on. I got one more in here. Great responses. Black community pushing back. I love to see when we push back against these boule blacks, these new blacks. Says the way everyone is hounding black people to be the face of Palestine feels extremely violent. We keep getting dragged into the conversation and made into the main character. You see what I'm saying? Over a fight where the reins are not ours to carry. No other group is being critiqued like this. That's true. Like, can you leave us alone? Can you just, like, can we be out of, can, do we have to be in, why do we have to be, what does this have to do with us? This has nothing to do with us. Love these responses. But more evidence saying I got nothing to do with this. But these boule blacks, you know, they pick up every cause that Soros throws a check for. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go to story of the day. Story of the day. Elon Musk. Elon Musk's account is botted? Now, I had this woman on before, BX on BX. BX on X. I had BX on the channel before, okay? And she's an investigator. She be finding all types of, like, human trafficking stuff online and exposing it. So she, like, you know, hides her name and stuff like that. She's been doxxed or whatever, but she's really good at searching things. So here's what she says. This is your boy Elon. Where the Elon fans in the building? Where the Elon stands at? Throw your hands up, you Elon stan. I want you front and center as we read this. Okay. So I did a little experiment by turning on all notifications for Elon Musk on X. Okay. What I learned is that for a period of time each day, Elon replies to a handful of accounts using what would appear to be a botted script. Could he be this boring and generic with his replies without a bot? Possibly. Regardless, the lack of effort and obvious coordination with specific large accounts makes me wonder what kind of a deal these accounts have made with X. And to get the perk of having Elon as their reply guy, thus propelling them to max platform visibility. Seems like a lot of propaganda to me. Wow. Concerning. And here she goes with the screenshots. Yeah. Exactly. All right. So she continues. Go on Elon Musk's page, go to replies, then ask yourself if the world's richest man is really tweeting 5 times an hour all day long. The ones that stood out the most were And Wokeness, A Non-Account, Rothmus, Mario Nawfall, Wall Street Silver, whoever that is, another A Non-Account. She said, this shouldn't be surprising. I've been consistently horrified by how many people have refused to see what's happening right in front of them. I called this back when Elon first started talking about buying the platform. He was tweeting some really odd stuff. That was him measuring your responses to test the algorithm. Correct. We've been so busy talking about generative AI that we've completely ignored advancements in cybernetics. We are the product. So she's basically accusing him of farming us. Well, we know that's happening. So let's go to Elon Musk's page. Let's hit replies and let's see what we get here. Well, today, yo, he's on Twitter a lot. He's got a lot of responses. So, yeah, see the yeah there? There's another yeah. I told y'all, man, like, dude can't be trusted. That's the moral of the story. Dude cannot be trusted. I'm a stand on business. I'm a stand by that. And you guys should take heed, man. Should take heed to my warning. Are the Elon stands in? Where y'all at? Hands in the chat. Where the Elons? Where the Elon stands? Now all of a sudden, y'all don't want to put your hands up? Say Elon been AI the entire time? Probably. I wouldn't doubt that. But, yeah, there's Malaysia boy. Yep. You got to tell a story to tell me about an Egyptian you told 2 weeks ago? All right. Rudy got a story for us. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I'll be right back after a short brief commercial break.